7:50 at KMJ. Good morning. I'm Tony Maness, joined by Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Good morning and Happy New Year, Gabe.
Happy New Year, Tony.
Now, you've got, we're always interested in these kind of statistics. The most expensive home sold in Fresno last year. I can't wait to hear the number. What's the scoop?
So we do this every year. We've been tracking this for several years. So the most expensive home that was purchased here in the Central Valley was in Clovis, and it sold for just shy of $2.4 million. So we're talking about a really beautiful, beautiful home. I mentioned Clovis near Shepherd and Armstrong Avenues. So $2.4 million these days gets you about 7,200 square feet, 5 bedrooms, 4.5 bathrooms, the finest granite countertops, money can buy 4 fireplaces, copper sinks, an Olympic swimming pool, tennis court, and a pool house that's probably about as big as the house that I live in. And you could put, you could put all the mother-in-laws in there. It's a beautiful home. And plenty of space. It sits on a 3.5 acre lot. So a very, very beautiful home. After several years of the most expensive home price every year, it's been going up and up and up. It actually came down a little bit this year, so it's about $1.5 million less than last year. But we spoke to real estate agencies who deal in these types of properties, and they said it's still a really hot market. The economy's humming, and there's more people than ever that are in the market for luxury homes. So it's, if you're in the market to buy a luxury home, you'll probably have some luck as long as you got the dough. So if you want to see pictures of the most expensive homes, and we have a list of like 20 of them, and we highlight about the top three in the story. Go to thebusinessjournal.com a little bit later this morning to check that out.
Yeah, that sounds cool. I definitely want to do that. Now, your second story this morning is about this new app that is available in Fresno, and it'll make going out on Thursday, Friday, Saturday nights a whole lot more efficient, huh?
Yeah. It'll allow you to skip the long lines. It's only at a couple of Fresno bars, but the cool thing is this app is made here in Fresno. It's called Overflow. And it's made by Overflow Technologies, and it allows bar customers to order from a menu of drinks on the app, as I mentioned. The order goes straight to the bartender, and then you get a notice on your phone when it's time to go and pick up your drink, and then it's done. The app actually even takes care of the payment and everything. So you can find this app at use it at Vinny Vidi Vici and Strummer's in the Tower District, and the team behind it hopes to have it in at least 20 local bars before the end of the year. That's their goal. The really interesting thing is it's free, at least at the moment. It's free to the bar and free to the customer. The team behind it, they eventually believe that the alcohol distributors would maybe foot the bill to pay for this app, the way to promote their products, which is, it's very restricted how they're able to do that. So Overflow is actually looking for investors too. So if you're interested, if you think this is something that's worth investing in, you can look them up, and I'm sure they'd love the support.
And you know, Gabe, the more drinks you have in the bar, the less you want to get up off that bar stool and walk off somewhere else. So
exactly.
that's pretty handy right there. Excellent information, buddy. Boy, you got us off to 2019 on a raring start here. Nice work.
Oh, that's kind of you. Thank you, Tony.
Hey, have a good week. Talk to you next week, Gabe Dillard.
Okay.
You want more on these stories, all news that is business? Pick up a copy of the Business Journal.